Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Luke, thanks to concerned doctors around the world, we now know that our favorite sports aren't nearly as safe as we'd like to believe. That's why a new proposal in the UK is looking to require whom to wear helmets.
Doctors.
No. Although doctors do this traditionally on Wednesday.
Golfers?
Yes. Helmets for golfers. Golf balls travel at about 150 miles per hour when hit off a tee, and some move almost twice that speed if there aren't any cops around. So that's why health experts in the UK have submitted a proposal to require all golfers to wear crash helmets during play. Not only would that protect from injury caused by a stray golf drive, they'd also be the least ridiculous looking part of a golfer's wardrobe.
Yeah.
I don't see golf. I don't see the danger in golf. Besides which, if there's one group of people that I wouldn't mind seeing beat their brains out, it's golfers.
That's true. In fact, I would go so far as to say that if golfers got hit in the head more often, it'd be a more exciting sport to watch.
Yeah, I think that's very true.
You give one golfer like a 30-second head start, and the other guys are just on the tee, whacking it at him.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Luke, great news for job seekers. Many companies are hiring for a brand new position at their offices, specifically created to help the company project an image of success to visitors. What is the job?
Oh, boy. Can I get a hint?
Yeah, it's just like they have at the Oscars, but without any of the glamour.
Like desk fillers?
Yes. Seat fillers for offices.
Oh, man.
Wow.
This is a thing that's happening. So the idea is when a new prospective client or maybe investor comes to the office, you don't want them to see a bunch of empty desks. You'll look like you're failing because you are. So companies are hiring temporary people to come in and just sit there and look busy. Just pretend to type, whatever.
That is like 80% of the jobs I had before this gig.
I understand.
I wonder what the application process is like. Imagine getting turned down for that job.
Yeah.
I bet you it has less to do with your ability to do nothing than to look like the kind of person that that company would hire. I think it's all about the look. It's about probably, you know, you have to have the right kind of thing and pants and shoes and...
Like pants and shoes.
Oh, forget it, I'm out.
Paula, according to a study that got a lot of attention this week, people who prefer black coffee over coffee with cream or sugar are more likely to be what?
Oh, well, lactose intolerant. Any kind of a hint, Peter?
Sure. Apparently, Charlie Manson never took cream.
Serial killers?
Well, serial killers tend to be what? What kind of person?
Not nice.
No. You might say the kind of person who ended up being a serial killer or another kind of terrible criminal might...
They tend to be psycho?
Yeah, according to this study, people who drink their coffee black tend to be psychopaths. For those of you...
By the way, laughing at that answer is like 80% of the psychopath
test. I was laughing because they gave me the bell after all that. Like, oh, yeah, he's done it. How do you study that? I mean, that just seems so... Who did the black coffee?
The American Institute for Creamer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, it was an Australian psychologist, and what they were trying to do...
It was an Australian psychologist? One Australian psychologist.
A pair of Australian psychologists.
And it was a pair of them.
They were trying to determine if people's tastes, literally the things they like to eat and drink, had any correlation to their emotional states, right? And what they found was that certain emotional traits associated, like narcissism, psychopathology, that sort of thing, are associated strongly with people who like very bitter flavors, like black coffee.
Well, then why don't they go after the black licorice people?
Well, they're all murderers. No, you ever notice
my God,
nobody eats black licorice?
No, I hate...
I like black licorice.
Get away from her!